半桶。Children, India is famous for its festivals. They bring in colorful celebrations. Now, I tell you about a festival called Raksha Bandhan. It celebrates the bond between a sister and a brother. It is widely celebrated all over the country, now even abroad also. The word Raksha means protection, whereas Bandhan means an enduring bond of love. Behind every festival, we have a story for it. Once, there was a king called Bali, who was the grandson of Prahlada. Prahlada was a famous devotee of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu was impressed by his might and promised to protect him. To keep his word, Lord Vishnu left his heavenly abode, Vaikuntham, and became his god in his palace. His wife, Goddess Lakshmi Devi, decided to bring him back. She went to Bali's palace like a Brahmin woman. Here Brahmin means a person who is well versed in all Vedas. She requested him to let her stay there till her husband returns to take her. Kind at heart, Bali agreed. One day, on the full moon day of Shravana Masam, she tied a colored cotton thread called Rakhi. Shravana Masam means it is the name of an Indian month. Bali felt happy and asked her for a gift. Then she revealed that she is none other than Goddess Lakshmi Devi and asked him to free her husband, Lord Vishnu. Bali had promised her, so he released Lord Vishnu. But he requested them to visit his palace every year on the same day and have meal with him. Thus, Rakhi festival began to be celebrated as a sign of affectionate bond between a brother and a sister. Like all other Indian festivals, Raksha Bandhan too has a long historical background. Long ago, men, before they departed for the battlefield, their women folk tied sacred threads to protect them and also to remind them of their duties to uphold the honor of their tribe. Now, this is how the custom of Raksha Bandhan seems to have originated. History of Rajasthan is filled with such examples of tying knots or threads. The most famous of them is the story of Queen Karnavati of Chittor. She sent a Rakhi to the Mughal Emperor Humayun to save her kingdom from the invasion of Bahadur Shah of Gujarat. That particular day of Purnima or full moon day was celebrated as Raksha Bandhan in Marwad and then all over Rajasthan, finally throughout India. Slowly and gradually, the concept of tying knots or threads or rakhis spread to other parts of India and assumed broader significance. In different parts of India, Raksha Bandhan is celebrated by different names. In northern and western parts of India, Rakhi celebrations take place on Rakhi Purnima. In western parts, Raksha Bandhan is called Nariyal Purnima to signify the full moon like coconut.